Blaine, as you saw, returned to practice today. We had him throwing the ball and some of our drill work, but he's progressing as planned. He's able to grip the ball over the weekend, and now is working hard with our trainers, getting ready to play, and obviously threw the ball today. Justin Forsett was back on the field. That was a good sign. Mintz and Rackley were only two players held out today, but both, just talking to Mike, we expect him to have them both on Wednesday for practice. It was great to get the guys back in the building. You know, they've had a couple days away from us. We spent a little bit of time on Kansas City this morning. We use it as a bonus Wednesday to get goods against goods again with just a little introduction on Kansas City. We made a lot of roster moves, as you all are aware of. Since Atlanta, I think it's, 10 people, seven that we got just recently. It's tough. It was a tough deal because you kind of establish your 53 and you talk to them, and then a day later or 2 days later, some of those 53, now you had to tell them that, you know, we're going in a different direction. But, you know, I give a lot of credit to those guys that helped form the culture and build where we are today. Now it's a job of the guys that are coming in to help continue what's already been built. But it's good. It's been a good situation. We've had time to kind of look at Kansas City. We'll continue game planning today and tomorrow with, you know, kind of the base personnel looks that we're seeing. We didn't have him do any team. Yeah, I think it's the next step in his recovery to get back. You know, so we're just following protocol, and you know, it was good. We liked what we saw.
What do you do Wednesday now?
Well, whatever they have set up for us.
What they have set up?
No.
Do you expect that there'll be some, a lot of churn at the bottom of the roster this year? I mean, I can seven every week, but
right.
You expect that's going to be something you'll be working on?
Well, we're always going to compete to see. I think it's tough. You know, you don't want to make this a habit of doing this, I think. And plus, we feel good about our core guys. So it's just adding depth to our team at specific situations or positions. So I imagine there'll still be, you know, a guy here, a guy there throughout the season, maybe a practice squad as we develop, or through injuries if they occur, we always have to plan for that and have ourselves ready. So, but probably not to this degree. Well, I think, yeah, we'll see. I mean, this is what we expected to see from today, so we'll just see how the week goes. We'll see. I think Wednesday will be a big sign to see if he's going in the right direction. And even after today's practice, you know, we'll see if it, you know, how his thumb came out.
Is he going to be throwing full strength or taking that snap from center? Is that both telltale signs?
Right. I think, you know, see him throw, you know, and you know, we'll see as the week goes on about the snaps.
You categorize it as on schedule based on what you were looking at a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, this is what we had planned, was to start gripping it, throw a little bit, and then today throw even more. So it's right on schedule with what we thought.
So everybody but Gabbert will be full go on practice Wednesday, as far as you know?
Everybody should be full go.
Did you say
yes.
Mincy and Rackley?
Mincy and Rackley, yeah, that's correct.
You know. So it'll be full go, everything.
Yep.
Have you debriefed Stanzi yet on the Chiefs?
No, I haven't had a chance to meet with him yet.
Well, I mean, has Jed done that? Or
You know what? I don't know if they've had a chance. I know he's been spending some time with Frank, you know, just getting our offense and stuff. So,
I mean, is he here for the long term, or is this here for a week or two?
Well, you know, we'll see how he does. You know, he got some reps today. We got him in there ready to go. We always have to have a plan ready, and, you know, in case Blaine's not ready to go. So he took reps today.
See, the Kansas City paper wrote, who do these guys think they're fooling? You know, you pick up a quarterback from a team, you play the first game, everybody thinks it's just to pick the guy's
well,
brain.
Well, they talk to them about some things, but I never have gotten too caught up into that because, you know, if it was one of their coaches in our building, that's one thing, you know, a player, you know, he might have a general feel for things, but if we're going based solely off that, then, you know, that's not the direction we want to go.
Great challenge.
He was here late last night, fitting him in and watching him on tape, and then fitting him into positions where they could be comfortable and playing. But just like offensively, you know, we have some guys that there's a good chance they're going to be active against Kansas City. So now the challenge is to try to get them caught up as fast as possible you know, at least in a situation where if an injury occurred, they could step in.
Gus, how do you feel about Maurice's conditioning? Do you feel like he's getting to the point where he's going to be able to carry 20, 25
pounds? Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm sure we'll bring him along. I don't want to get to a specific rep count, but I know just talking to him today, he feels pretty good.
Avery Jones is a guy that jumped over a lot of people as being on the 53. Wouldn't he become a legitimate option?
I think because he can play multiple positions. He can play inside. He can play either one of the inside spots. He can move outside. So he gives us a lot of flexibility. So I think, you know, that and then, you know, his versatility and then, you know, what he showed on tape. You know, we are excited about it.
Because when we talked during training camp, mentioned guys flashing, you never even mentioned the guy. So that's why we're, yeah.
Yeah, I think he just grew on us because he was just someone that we really trust. You know, Vito, a guy that could play that, you know, could play multiple positions and, you know, could do them fairly well. I'm not saying he'd go in there and dominate or anything like that, but he gives us the versatility that we're looking for, a guy that can play multiple positions.
Is Forsett up to speed that he could play, Sandy?
Yeah, he's, you know what, they felt good about him. He was probably one that I didn't mention,
yeah, okay.
You know, Forsett. So, you know, I know that he's coming back. He ran again today, so we hope to have him back on Wednesday as well.
Gus, what does Burton bring to this offense from a physical standpoint at the receiver position?
Well, he's, you know, a bigger type receiver. You know, 2.17, and he runs a 4.4, and he's real smooth. You know, we got him some reps out there today just to get a feel. I know those guys, their heads are spinning. They don't even know where the training room is right now. So I'm going to meet with them this afternoon. But I think we like what his traits that he brings. You know, to have a bigger type receiver that's fast and skilled, I think is unique to get somebody like that. And I know our scouts did a great job targeting him right from the start. And, you know, once we found out the waiver wire, so we're fortunate to get him. Outside linebacker, 3-4 outside linebacker. Same thing with Pittsburgh. Same thing. We just felt like he was more of a 4-3 Leo type and, you know, has the potential to be that.
So he'll be entirely with Todd's group?
Yes.
What is athleticism can he add?
Well, I think what we saw, now, he might not have that 4-5 speed, 4-5-5 speed, you know, that we're talking about at the Leo spot. But he does have some rush ability. He had some production in preseason, and we just felt like if we made a commitment to him to always have his hand down and rush, then he's got a chance to, you know, hopefully we see more production.
Is Forsett a little more iffy than those two guys?
Yeah, I don't know as much. I know they thought he was doing really well, but to be able to say that he'll practice on Wednesday, I'm unclear, but I think that's what we're leaning towards.
You think Todd will remain the backup for the first game? You think Todd will be the backup for the first game just because he's played a lot more?
Yeah, he has. I mean, but Justin has, you know, some traits for us that we're looking for by situation specific.
But I meant for this first game, you think more likely
we'll see how Justin's doing.
Uh-huh. So there's a chance Justin still may be going in. Do you have any plan for Robinson? How many snaps
you
want to get?
Well, that's what we have to wait and see as we game plan. Mm-hmm. You know, see how it fits into the game plan.
Anything else mentioned that you can get as Harbor as receiver?
You know, I know he's had the ability to play wide receiver, and he's played displaced some. So I think with the numbers we have at wide receiver, it gives us some flexibility there.